The Illinois Farm Bureau is encouraging property owners to know their rights when dealing with a company that wants to build a crude oil pipeline through parts of this region. The roughly 1,100-mile pipeline would run from North Dakota to southern Illinois. The proposed route for the nearly 200 miles in Illinois includes Adams, Schuyler, Brown, and Hancock counties. The Illinois Farm Bureau has not taken a side on the project. Legal counsel Laura Harmon says the top priority for now is making sure property owners are ready when the company starts trying to acquire land.
A few weeks ago, landowners received letters in the mail from the company indicating that they will be filing for approval of the project with the Illinois Commerce Commission and that they will be seeking eminent domain. Seeking eminent domain along with approval of the project is common for pipelines to do. However, in this case, this proposed pipeline is 177 miles long, and it's our understanding that they do not own or have negotiated easements for the right-of-way. And in prior cases, companies have filed for approval and requested eminent domain where they already have easements for the right-of-way. So our concern here is that requesting and granting eminent domain in the initial case along with a certificate, our concern is that that would be premature.
You said that before eminent domain, farmers have much more power. Why is that?
In our experience, you know, farmers have much more leverage to negotiate the terms of an easement before the Commerce Commission grants eminent domain. Again, it's a multi-step process here in Illinois. First, they would have to get the project approved and then request eminent domain authority from the Commerce Commission. And even if the Commerce Commission grants eminent domain, if a landowner doesn't reach an agreement with a company, the next step would be to go to a condemnation hearing in state court. So it is a multi-step process. However, it's been our experience that farmers have much more leverage and ability to negotiate the terms of an easement which contains protection for farmland and farming operations, which that needs to be in the easement.
What are the most important things that need to be in an easement? What are the things that farmers should be looking at?
Many of the terms in easement itself will be overly broad. Those terms are going to need to be modified. For example, the scope of the easement, just to make sure that it covers one pipeline, that it identifies the location of the pipeline on the property. In some cases, you know, years ago, there were blanket easements that were drafted that gave pipeline companies the ability to put a pipeline anywhere in your property. We want to make sure that that doesn't happen in this or any other case. So I think it's a matter of amending the terms that are in the easement and then adding terms which protect production agriculture here in Illinois, and those are going to be important. In addition, the Illinois Department of Agriculture negotiates a ag impact mitigation agreement, and that agreement is a pretty detailed agreement that provides kind of baseline provisions which a farmer would need to incorporate into their easement to deal with compaction. The construction will cause compaction to the farmland that will cause damage to tile lines. And the AMA addresses those and many other issues. It's a good document to have. Farmers need to review that particular agreement and incorporate it into their easement and then improve upon it so that it really protects their farmland. Every farm is different. Every operation is different. So a farmer really needs to figure out, how the pipeline, the construction of it, and installation of a pipeline would impact their farming operations.
Several times you mentioned that maybe its terms are more important than compensation. What does that mean?
Well, you know, a lot of times a farmer is going to be concerned about and focus on the compensation for the easement and the land that they're impacting. You know, that's important. Crop loss is important, and the companies can and do compensate farmers for those. However, you know, the pipeline's permanent, so they really have to look at how it will impact their farmland in the future if the company comes on to maintain a pipeline, if they have issues in the future where you have drainage problems, if you've got wet spots in your fields 4 or 5 years from now and the tile lines have supposedly been repaired, but you still have, you know, huge areas where you have wet spots because of the construction of a line, the easement should address those.
Laura Harmon is with the Illinois Farm Bureau. She says property owners near the proposed route of the oil pipeline should do their best to keep up with the project, especially when it goes before the Illinois Commerce Commission. The company that wants to build the pipeline has scheduled informational meetings in Lee and Van Buren counties in Iowa next month. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.